Trump base pushes Richard Grenell for United Nations ambassadorship. By Matthew Boyle on February 16, 2019. Key figures from President Donald Trump's base are pushing hard for him to nominate U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell to be the next U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Breitbart News has learned. The opening comes as former Fox News host and State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert suddenly and unexpectedly withdrew herself from consideration after President Trump had previously nominated her to fill the vacant post left behind by Trump's first appointee in the slot, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. "I'm a huge fan of Ambassador Grenell," Corey Lewandowski, President Trump's one-time campaign manager and a strong defender of the president and his agenda, told Breitbart News on Saturday evening. "He has served the President of the United States with distinction in Germany and would make a great ambassador to the UN." Lewandowski was hardly alone. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a former campaign aide and hard-charging former White House official who once was Breitbart News' national security editor, added in a statement to Breitbart News that he thinks Grenell would be great for the post now that Nauert is out of the picture. "Rick Grenell needs to be recalled and nominated forthwith for the UN post," Gorka told Breitbart News. "He has been the president's most effective ambassador bar none. The best thing about his nomination is that with his rock-solid MAGA credentials the globalist America haters at the UN will be put on notice." David Bossie, who served as Trump's deputy campaign manager in the general election in 2016 and remains a loyal and close outside ally of the president, told Breitbart News that Grenell would be a great pick given his experience in Germany but also his prior experience at the United Nations, where he served for many years. "Grenell was the longest-serving U.S. spokesperson at the United Nations as well, serving under multiple different ambassadors including Trump's current national security adviser John Bolton. Rick Grenell stands for America in Germany and would do a great job at the United Nations," Bossie said. Grenell's unabashed belief in President Trump's America First foreign policy would make him a fantastic UN ambassador. "Rick Grenell has extensive experience at the United Nations and would bring a depth of knowledge to hit the ground running." Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer tweeted his support for Grenell on Saturday evening. Andrew Sarabian, another former White House official who now advises Donald Trump Jr., also tweeted his support for Grenell, as did Arthur Schwartz, another close ally of the White House and Trump Jr., who was recently profiled by the Daily Beast in a piece that detailed how he viciously fights back against fake news, the establishment, and anti-Trump forces. Grenell, who is openly gay, has been serving for about a year. His confirmation was originally blocked by some Democrats, but he won wide bipartisan support in the end in the U.S. Senate in his confirmation vote confirmed with 56 votes in early 2018 when Republicans only had a 51-seat majority. Republicans now have a 53-seat majority in the Senate, meaning anyone who hit margins in the mid to high 50s in votes last Congress would likely sail through the Senate this go-around. Grenell has been an ardent fighter for Trump's agenda in Germany, pushing the president's view on everything from trade to immigration to combating extremism. He even helped the president secure a deal deporting the last known Nazi left in the United States back to Germany, something Germans had resisted under previous administrations, meaning Trump was able to secure a victory against anti-Semitism that Barack Obama and George W. Bush were never able to. It remains to be seen what President Trump will do now that Nauert is out, but he has few allies as competent as Grenell in the diplomatic arena.